Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday devotional. And beautiful day again. A lot of upcoming events. So this Saturday, let me back up. Tonight is Alpha 4. It's our fourth week of Alpha at 6:30. You can arrive 6-ish, and there's a meal provided. And then we go into Part 4 of Alpha. And so that's tonight. And the study portion is roughly 7 to 8, 8:30. This Saturday, November 5th, hard to believe we're in November, but we're doing our third vision seminar. We've had roughly 55 or so people, maybe 60 that have been at either the first or the second. We'd love you all to come back for the third one so we can continue our journey. November 20th will be our church Thanksgiving service, Sunday night, a special Thanksgiving service. Right now that's scheduled for 6 o'clock. So it'd be hard to believe, but that'll be Thanksgiving week. And November 27th, the Boy Scouts will be having their wreath sale. December 2nd will be our pie social. The 10th, Christmas fair. The 16th, the Messiah. And I don't have a date here for the live nativity, but I actually know I do. That is December 3rd. So I missed that. So a lot going on, and I'll keep you informed. So there's so much going on, I get confused, but looking forward to it. Just a couple of verses this morning in Colossians chapter 1, and we'll finish that. Actually, we'll finish next week, but 21 through 23. And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Couple verses, but there's a lot going on in there. First thing he says is that before we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we are all alienated from God. Some passages would say we were the enemies of God. And he goes on to expand. You were separated or alienated from God. You had a hostile mind towards God. You did evil deeds. But through Christ, you are reconciled. We are made right. We are declared righteous. We are justified. And this happens by the body and flesh of Christ, by his death, verse 22. And after salvation, the ultimate goal is that God, one day, we will be presented holy and blameless. This is our new standing in Christ. We will be declared holy and blameless and above reproach before him. And we'll stand before God one day, and through Christ, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, and because we've been reconciled through him, one day we can stand before God above reproach. And then he adds this little part, and sometimes these verses make us nervous a little bit. We see the word if. He says, okay, you were alienated, you were hostile, you were reconciled by Jesus. And then he says, if you continue in the faith, if you are stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which Paul, I am a minister. And we're like, wow, Paul, did you have to put if? What's he mean there? Ernest Campbell explains it well. Paul never vouched for the salvation of any person. Neither did he go around telling people that they were unconditionally saved. If they believed the gospel, if they stood upon the truth of the gospel, and if they were indeed saved, they would continue. They would continue to hold fast. I keep in mind the person that a person is not saved by the holding fast. Again, that would be a work. But by believing in Jesus Christ and holding fast is a result. You got that? Holding fast is the result or mark of the fact that the person is truly saved. So Paul is essentially saying you are going to continue in this state of salvation anyway. That is what you are going to do. I'm trying to find, he puts it in another way, but really that's really all we need to know is that we continue in holding fast because we are in Christ. He says this verse raises an important question. Who are we depending upon for our salvation? What evidence do we have that a person is truly born again? Paul recognizes that this church is being barraged by a lot of false doctrine, especially when it comes to remaining in the faith. And so he reminds us here that we will hold fast. And the only other thought I'll say on that is that God is the one who helps to hold us fast because we need him. He justifies us. He declares us righteous. He keeps us in a state of salvation. We have passed from death to life and into a new relationship. Anyway, a great passage. You might study it a little more. I'm glad we're going through Colossians together. And I hope to see you tonight, those of you in Alpha. And I hope to see a bunch of you on Saturday. We are providing lunch. So that'll be from 10 to 1 o'clock. And of course, 9:30 traditional service, 11 o'clock contemporary. Bye now.